Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Snapchat has launched a new search feature. The taxi app Grab has acquired the payment service Kudo, and research has found that Japanese shoppers prefer browsers to apps. Snapchat has launched a new search feature within its app. The new feature allows users to search for and view pictures and videos posted on the app from anywhere in the world. What makes this different from other Snapchat options is that users no longer have to be friends with the person who posted the content. Whilst this is similar to the current Our Story feature, where users can see content posted by people located nearby, this new feature allows content to be found via the keyword search. Snapchat said that the new search feature was launched to build a new way to understand what's happening on the app, whilst also claiming that users will now be able to search over 1 million unique stories on Snapchat. Meanwhile, after a slowing of user growth for the app in recent months caused shares in its parent company Snap to fall, shares rose again by 1.4% at the end of March 2017. The taxi app Grab has confirmed its first major acquisition after completing a deal with the Indonesian payments service Kudo. The deal is reportedly worth around $80 million. Kudo allows users who don't have a credit card to buy items online using public kiosks in 500 towns around the country. Grab is Uber's only major competitor in the Southeast Asian market, and this announcement means that Grab can now expand its payment platform. Recently, the company announced the launch of its own payments platform, Grab Pay, which will now be boosted by Kudo's technology. Grab said that Kudo's platform would be integrated with Grab's existing payments ecosystem and accelerate the expansion of Kudo's agent network across Indonesia. Japanese online shoppers have been found to prefer using browsers over apps. The result was consistent across both mobile and desktop devices, with desktop browsers being the most popular by far. According to a survey undertaken in late 2016 by Just Systems, 82% of digital buyers in the country use desktop browsers to purchase items online. This was followed by smartphone browsers, which were used by 43% of buyers. Smartphone apps came in third place, being used by 37% of all respondents. The new figures gain more importance when looking into another study by Criteo, which showed the impressive rise of m-commerce popularity in the Asia-Pacific region. With this increase in online shopping, retailers must pay attention to Japanese consumers' habits, placing extra focus on the browser experience in order to be successful. Mexican internet penetration has surpassed 60% for the first time. According to numbers released by the Mexican Institute of Statistics, Geography and Informatics, more than 65 million people in the country are now online, with just under 50% of all houses now connected. It was also found that of those users, nearly 90% use the web to communicate, 81% use it to access music or videos, but only 15% use it to shop online. It was also mentioned in the report that these numbers still fall below advanced countries, but this was blamed on high telecom prices, which could not be afforded by many people in the country. And finally, H&M has launched a new brand of online shop in Europe. Called Arquette, the site will sell new Arquette-branded items as well as non-H&M items in 18 European countries. The brand will be priced slightly higher than H&M stores and will first open physical stores in major cities around the continent, including London, Munich, and Brussels. H&M has said that the brand's products will be broad price range and aimed at a modern-day market. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.